to your question in the end, no? In the end, we'll, in the end of the lesson, class, you can discuss your question. Go to Nisargapatti number 6. So then before starting, you can read, somebody has to read the story. I can tell them, someone of them, to read the story, to read the origin story.
The students, they said they have read the story already.
So now, there was also another bad monk. His name was Upananda. He will not ask bhikkhunis for robes, he will go and ask lay people for robes. And he will pressurize them also to give robes. So then he was a Dhammakatika, that's called lecturer, Dhamma lecturer. So then and people had been impressed by him and one of Upasaka was so much pleased and he made a mistake, the Upasaka made the mistake to ask him for any of the four requisites. And then Upananda, he got the chance to ask cloth that Upasaka was wearing. He did not ask, for example, bring me something from the shop like that. He will ask the robe, the cloth that Upasaka was wearing. And Ali Mali, he pressurized him to give that cloth. And then Dato Pasaka went half naked to his house. And people asked him why. And then when the people came to know, they started protesting. And this came into attention of the Buddha. And he prohibited monks to ask lay people from for robes. Okay? That is the story in brief.
然后是那个这个故事是这样的，就是说有一个优婆难陀尊者，有一个优婆难陀尊者，他非常善于说法，然后有一个就是那个被他说法所吸引，然后给他一个邀请，就是说如果这个尊者需要什么资质的话，都可以跟我要。然后他有一次，他就跟那个居士要，他正在穿的，他是那个居士正在穿的一件衣。 然后，就逼着那个居士一定要把这件衣给他。然后，那个居士只好把自己身上穿的衣给这个优婆难陀尊者。然后，这个居士自己断了身体回家了。然后，其他那个其他居士看到以后，问这个居士为什么会这个样子。然后，这个居士就是说身上有因果。然后，这个居士就开始非难这个优婆难陀尊者。然后，佛陀因为这件事情制定了这条戒律。
Lay people, the generosity of the people. And then they treat them in a very bad way. This is what we have to learn from this rule, that how rude it is to ask people for such things and so forth.
随便大家就是这些东西，然后通过学习这条线呢，我们可以知道这种行为是多么的无理。
Okay, now, yeah, if we go to Kankam Vitarani, the word Vinyapeya means to hint, but here it is either directly ask or indirectly go somebody else through another way to ask.
然后这个地方呢，这个地方所写，既包括那个直接所写，包括通过间接当然是通过所写。
So then, then later the Buddha make an additional formulation for this rule. For them.
On site, hot water may be boiled.
Ah, okay. So then he made a reformulation of this rule because some monks got the robes stolen from robbers, they lost them, and then they did not ask lay people, and then to get some robes inside the village like that, and they came naked in the monastery. So then when the other monks saw them, they thought it's naked ascetics. So then, and ultimately the Buddha, in order to avoid this kind of embarrassment of bhikkhus coming naked inside the monastery, he allowed for bhikkhus to ask if they lose the robe, or the robe is stolen, or the robe is destroyed, to ask lay people for robes. So therefore that is anyatra samaya, means except on the proper occasion when one's robe is stolen, then the monk can ask lay people. Without lay people making even pavarna, means without invitation from lay people, I can go and ask them.
这二阶后来佛陀做了随时舍，也就是在这儿做一个修定。那因缘是这样，他说因为有一些比库，那佛陀制定这二阶之后，有一些比库他们衣被那个盗贼给偷了。然后因为佛陀制定这二阶线的原因，他们又不能跟居士索取衣，所以他们当他们衣被盗贼偷了以后，他们人在裸体在寺院里面行走。然后其他比库看见以为他们是裸体外道，然后引起混乱。然后为了避免，然后佛陀真知道这件事情了，为了避免这种情况再次发生，就是允许比库们，在自己的失去或者被盗窃或者损毁的情况下呢，可以向居士索取那个衣，就是在以上所说这些适当的情况下，可以向那个居士索取衣。
So then, except on this occasion. Any time one monk makes an effort to ask for lay people for robe without invitation, and it is dukkata, and if he gets that robe, it is nisagya pachiti.
除了这些除外情况下呢，然后比库只要是对这种乞求做出努力的话，就是他以某种方面做出这种乞求的话，那他就犯恶作。然后他因为这种乞求，他获得了这个利益，他就犯了一下邪观业。
So, and he has to approach the sangha and tell it, "Damne bande chivaran anyatakan gahapatikan anyatra samaya vinyapitan nisagya." So then, it is a formula. It is given Kanga Vedarani. If you, in case, as called. Ask lay people and get rope in such ways, you immediately go to Kanka Vedarani, learn the formula, go to and make Nisagya Bajito to other monks. Okay. So the analysis of the rule, it is plain, it is easy to understand. We have already touched on this point, that the Nidana, how it's called, the city was Savati, about Upananda, and the first formulation is because he asked for rope. from a not related person, mm-hmm. not related upasaka mm-hmm. or layman. Mm-hmm. So then, except on occasion, mm-hmm. it is anupanyati, additional formulation. Mm-hmm. This is sadharana panyati, common with bhikkhunis. Mm-hmm. It is without command. Mm-hmm. Means that the bhikkhu who commands us to fall on offense is the bhikkhu who goes and asks falls on offense. Mm-hmm. And there are three pachityas. Tika pachity.
Means he perceives.
Okay, you translate up to Ananatikan, you can later explain the rest.
It is mentioned before that this Tipachiti, it is mentioned in previous Sikkhapadas. It is mentioned before in Kampadas.
Okay, but up to Ananatikan, you can translate. You can
然后这二界之界的点是那个沙瓦界什么，然后那个之界，因为他之界那个人是那个五班达三者，然后这二界之界的事呢，是因为这个五班达三者他想非亲戚就是其一，然后这个地方的学习者也就是随之呢，他是除了事实之外，然后事实就是我们刚才说的那个一失去被盗窃被毁损等等，然后这二界是共通之定，也就是说他是这二通通一笔空一的。
What it was explained about Tika Pachitya?
Previously, it is mentioned in the Kankabhitan is that you perceive this.
Perceiving.
以亲戚想，这三种想，然后只要他事实非亲戚的，不管是你以非亲戚想、亲戚想还是以想，你都犯八思帝。如果认识那个他是事实非亲戚的话，So
then, look at that. If one is in doubt, what's called one perceives that layman that he is a relative, why he is not a relative, mm-hmm. or if one is in doubt.
然后如果说这个人他事实是你的亲戚，然后你对他存的是非亲戚想或者疑想的话，那么犯恶作。Okay,
there are no offenses if he asks on the special occasion when one's really one's hope has been lost. Mm-hmm. And if it is there one's own relatives, mm-hmm. if he has been invited, mm-hmm. so. If it is for another monk, ask for another monk, not for oneself. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. With one's own requisites. Mm-hmm. So I will explain this. That's called what it means. Okay, you can tell the rest.
然后下面这种情况是不犯的，一种是事实，就我刚刚说那个，比方一损毁、一被盗窃这种情况。然后还有无罪情况，就是比方说是对自己亲戚祈求，或者说是对已经对你有这种邀请的居士祈求，然后这种也是无罪的。然后还有一种情况无罪，就是说是为了他人而祈求，但是你是向他人亲戚为了他人而祈求，这种也是无罪的。 或者说是对他人已经做出邀请，然后替他人向他人祈求，或者这个向对已经对他人做出邀请的那个居士祈求，这种也是无罪的。然后下面张老师会大家解释，就什么叫做也在于自己财物而当居士。
Now, Atonodanena means without one's own wealth, one's own property. Let's say that lay people bring in the monastery rice, a lot of rice, means raw rice, okay? And they offer it to the monk. Mm-hmm. Now, monk usually can't receive raw rice. Mm-hmm. Let's say rice. They say they bring many bowls. Okay, they offer to the monk.
Okay.
And then that monk receives these bowls, mm-hmm. but he thinks, "No, I don't know. I don't need so many bowls. Mm-hmm. I need a robe." And then he can tell the kapya, "Look. I have so many balls, but I need a rope. How can I get a rope?" Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the kapya tells, and then, okay, I will go to the shop, sell these ropes, these balls, and buy your rope. Uh-huh. And after telling that, he goes and sells these balls and buys a rope for the monk. Uh-huh. That rope, the monk can use it because it is from his own property. He already got these balls. He did not ask for something from lay people, give me a rope. Mm-hmm. It is only he told the kapya that I need a rope. Mm-hmm. In that case now, he does not command the kapya, go to the shop and buy me. He only has to tell what he needs. Okay. And we study this rule about kaya vikaya, about how to make transactions mm-hmm. in a allowable way. That is Sakya Pachitya number 19, I think.
Okay.
We'll learn this rule, no?
Okay. 然后这样说，再举一次，给一个比库过过了很多波，然后这个比库收的波之后，他想，然后我其实不需要这么多波，然后波也不能就是多余的波也不能储存很长时间，然后实际上我现在需要一，然后他当他这样想之后呢，他应该跟进人这样说，他说。 现在我不需要，这么多波，我怎样才能取得一呢？然后这个，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
that you were studying this rule later.
Okay. 然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，然后这件事儿，
So then, now there are four factors in this rule. The rope should be in the size of the Kapunupaka. That means one cubit in length and half cubit in width. If it is like that, then the factor applies. If it is less than this cloth, the size of the cloth, therefore the monk does not fall into offense according to that. And Samaya Bhava means if there is not the proper occasion. That means the monk asks when his rope has not been lost or stolen. And Anyateka Vinyati means he asks it from a non-related person to him. And after getting it, that is where the getting itself also becomes a factor, and there are altogether four factors.
然后这条戒它也可以四个构成要素，然后那个第一个要素达到精神质量之一，就是说这条意识那个这条意识呢必须已经达到或者超过那个一乘以二分之一，如果说这个一点点比这个小的话，这个比库是不犯的。然后第二个要素没有事实，没有事实就是说这个比库一并没有损毁，并没有丢失，并没有被人偷走。然后第三个要素是向非行乞者或者未邀请者就是那个乞求一，然后第四个由那儿获得就是因为他这个乞求，然后最后就是把这个一给这个比库了，这是这条四个要素。
Okay, now what we learn from this rule is that to ask rope from lay people who are not related to oneself, it is not according to the Vinaya standards. It is not proper for monks.So one must not be wait till lay people invite oneself. So not just go and ask them like that. This applies also for other requisites. We learn about lodgings also. Lodging, senasana.
Okay.
I need a kuti. You can pressurize the lay people to give you a kuti. It's wrong also.And I need something like that exercise book. So you don't tell to the street, to the village for Pindapata, go to the shop and tell, give me an exercise book.
他说
very bad for food also. Okay, look at.
然后那这张长老说呢，就是说如果一个居士他没有给比库邀请，然后比库是不应该实际上那个居士所取缔的，然后一个比库应该等待，居士给他非信息的居士给他邀请之后，他才可以向居士索取。然后这个其实不仅仅对衣食用，对三四句也是适用。比方说住处，你不能直接就是在那个在居士没有给你邀请下，直接跟那个就是索取固定。甚至你也不能就比方说你在托钵的时候，然后经过一个商店，然后在商店里面说，哎，请你给我个练习本，这种行为是不合适的。
So then, okay, now we're going to the next rule, and which is connected. The next rule is also connected with this one. And then you can tell them if somebody wants to read the story, because it's a long story, no? So it is good to read aloud, otherwise somebody has to read aloud. No, tell them, some of them to read aloud, because they have devices now. You don't need to talk too much. They can talk. Actually, I have to tell you that the traditional way of teaching in Selanga, it is the pupil has to read everything, not the teacher.
Okay.
So then
the pupil has to read.
Yes, the pupil has to read. So now there is a book. Now, for example, these are translated in the Singhalese, no? It's called, the pupil has to read, and then the teacher only highlights some points there. So the reading exercise has to be done by the pupil in front of the teacher. So then that is traditional. Therefore, now we can tell him or them and so forth to read this, at least the story. The rest I will explain.
Shall I read it, or just the students?
Let's tell them, one of them to read it.
Okay. 然后那个这张老师下面没查那个是那个第七条学术，然后那个第七条学术和那个第六条学术相关的。然后呢，张老师因为第七条学术这个故事比较长，然后那个也而且大家应该知道这个大家那个需要知道这个故事。然后呢，在斯里兰卡的传统教育方式就是说，那个如果那个老师和那个教学生学习戒律的话，然后学生应该把这个戒律内容，然后大声朗读给老师听，然后那个中间老师有什么需要解释的话，他会给学生解释。所以说那个这张老师大家认识，如果大家如果其中有一个志愿者的话，可以把那个录像里边这个故事给他们大声朗读一遍，大家有谁愿意朗读吗？
绿藏不是那个，只是那个条文是吧？
不是只是那个条文，不是比库巴丁马。So you want him to read the whole story aloud? No.
Yeah. Everybody can listen.
然后其他人应该专心听那个专心录音。
Because it shows the bad behavior of monks. Now, you see how monks behave now. This is about Chabagya Bhikkhus. They exploit the situation that other monks lost their robes, had been robbed. And then they thought, okay, now we can also get robes. And tell, we will ask for you. And they were asking for robes, and they were waiting for themselves also. Other become victims, and then they exploit the whole situation of the victims. So then,
他说这从这个故事里边，就是可以看到那个他是有关六亲比库的。从这个故事里边可以看到，就是有一些那个不好的比库的那些行为，就是其他比库一被抢了，其他比库一被抢走了。然后，他告诉他那个这样这六亲比库知道了之后呢，他告诉他告诉就是他们的一被抢走了。然后就是给这那个。六千比库供养，也就是说，六千比库以其他人被别人抢走为理由，向居士索取。
沙瓦提城，奇树几乎都圆了。尔时，六群比库至一被夺之比库处，作如是言：有被夺衣者、失衣者、 世尊听许向非亲戚居士，居士父起义，有去起义，有我等所得衣已足矣，我等为诸长老起义，有去起焉。十六群比库至诸居士处，作如是言：贤者，有衣被夺之比库来，请与彼等衣，如此岂甚多衣。十一居士坐于集会处，言他居士曰：贤者，有衣被夺之比库来，我等以衣与彼等，彼亦如是言：我亦与我等亦与之矣。其他居士亦如是云：我等与之矣。彼等非难，何以沙门世子不知量而多起衣耶？沙门世子可做衣商或开商店矣。诸比库闻居士等之非难，诸比库中少欲者非难，何以六群比库不知量而多起衣耶？诸比库以此事白世尊。诸比库，汝等实不知量而多起衣焉？实然，世尊。世尊呵责：愚人，汝等何以不知量而多起衣焉？愚人，此令非信者生信。乃至诸比库：汝等当如是诵此学处。若比库非亲戚之居士，居士父有多衣供奉而令资义择取，比库最多亦当由其衣中取用内衣外衣，若取用过此者，尼萨基亚巴蒂基亚。
Okay. So now this is about even if daikas are called, they offer more robes than is required for the bhikkhu who has lost his robes. So then he should take only the amount of his robes who has been stolen. Not take more. So that means Santarutra. Only, the Andravasika and Uttarasanga. No more than that. Even the Daika want to offer more. This is the spirit of this rule.
那说这样的意思就是说，如果对已经一被夺或者已经失去这些比库来说呢，如果说那个居士对他们有邀请，可以随便拿那个，如果你失去，你可以随便到我这里拿衣，然后那个就是说这个比库最多只能拿一件上衣一件下衣，即使这个居士想要过远更多，这个比库也不能多拿，这条解释。
Even if the daiga brings him a textile shop and tells him one day, take however much you like. The monk has to take oni, andravasika, and uttarasanga. No more than that.
然后他那个，如果说那个，就是把这个笔库带到那个卖衣服商店里边去。然后说那个，你想买多少，我就给你买多少。然后这个时候，这个比库也最多只能买一件上衣，一件下衣，不能多买。
The reason is that the monk asks, no, he has lost his robe or his robe has been stolen. He goes to the daik and tells him, look, I lost my robe. Can you give me a robe? So in that case, now the monk should know moderation. Even the daik is very generous, one should take only the amount he has lost, not more than that.
当然这样理由是因为这个比库他自己失去以后，他自己就变成就是说，就说你看我这个衣服丢，能不能给我一件衣？然后既然是他自己就是提出这种请求呢，他就应该知节量。然后这个就是说，即便这个居士非常慷慨， 这个比库太应该那个就只拿自己失去的，也就是最多是一件那个上衣和下衣。
Therefore, now if the monk has three robes, Sangati, Uttara Sangha, and Atravasaka, and they are determined robes, and he loses them, he loses three robes, it is stolen.
All the three robes.
Okay. So therefore, now he should take two robes, Sandarutra, one Andravasaka and Uttara Sangha. Okay? So then, therefore now he can wear the robe, he can wear the upper robe, and if he wants to have Sangati, he can come to the monastery and ask from the storeroom. Okay? He should not ask from the lay people to give me Sangati or.
然后，如果这假如这你看这出现这种情况，一个比库呢，他所随意三衣，就是大衣、下衣、上衣，他就全部都被人给偷了。然后在这种情况下呢，他那个如果他跟居士要的话，他应该只拿一个上衣一个下衣，然后他穿着这个下衣和上衣回到寺院。他回到寺院之后呢，他跟那个寺院的库房要这个大衣，他不应该直接跟居士要这个大衣，因为他最多只能拿那个上衣和下衣的上衣。
So then, if he has lost only two robes, he should accept only one. Because he has now, for example, he has to cover himself. Now, for example, he has lost only, let's see, Sangati, Uttara Sangha. He has lost them. He has only Andhra Vasaka. Therefore, he can accept only Uttara Sangha. Or he can accept only Sangati. But not two. He can accept only one.
OK， 然后比方说出现那个然后如果他失去两件衣的话，他只能接受一件衣。这个大家可以看那个一惑度脱里边他有解释，就是如果失去两件衣的话，只能接受一件衣。然后举个例子说，比方说这个比库他的那个大衣和上衣都被人给偷了，那这种情况他跟居士所依的时候呢，他可以接受大衣，他也可以接受上衣，但是这两者他只能选一件，他不能既接受大衣也接受上衣。
Therefore now。The meaning is here that he should accept only the minimum requirement to hide his nakedness on the lower body and upper body. Okay? So therefore, two chivaras are good enough. If he has already Andhravasaka, wearing Andhravasaka, and he has not Uttara Sangati and so forth, then his upper body is naked. That means exposed. He can ask only one robe to cover his upper body. So it's good enough. Therefore, the minimum requirement is just to cover the lower body and upper body from being naked.
Okay. 然后他这个精神呢，就是说他那个这个比库对这个居士所取的数量呢，所取的这个应该只能达到他覆盖身体的最小数量。比方说，就刚才举那个例子，就是说，如果他的大衣上衣都是血的，只有下血的，那这时候他上半身不能覆盖，那么这个时候他能覆盖他身体最小数量的衣应该是两件，一件下衣加上一件大衣或者一件上衣去覆盖他上半身，那这个时候那个这个比库就只应该向那个居士索取一件大衣或者一件上衣。
Now, if the monk has entered into the village with only two robes, okay, with Andhravasaka and Uttara Sangha. And both are lost. Yes, robe. Then he can ask only two.
然后再用什么？比如说一个比库进，就是他只穿两件衣，一件大衣，一件上衣，不是一件上衣，一件下衣。那这两件衣，后来都被人给抢走了。然后那这种情况下，他可以跟居士要两件衣，就是一件上衣，一件下衣。
So if he already went inside the village with three robes, but only one has been lost, one should not accept anything. Because he has already two robes now, then he has already two robes.
So
he enters with three robes in the village, and only one of the robes are lost. He should not ask any robe from the lady.
So even if he's an Andhravasaka is lost, he can still wear his robes.
Yeah.
Okay. 然后这样说，如果说一个比库要是穿着三衣进村的话，然后这个，然后他进村之后，他那个 三星堂的一件弄丢了，那这种情况下他不应该向技师索取，就是不然三星堂哪一件丢了他不应该向技师索取，他之前应该就只穿剩下两件衣。
So if he goes to the village with two robes and only one is lost, then he can ask only one.
然后如果他是穿两件衣进村，然后他这两件衣中一件那个这进村能弄丢，那他只应该向技师索取一件衣。
So if he, for example, goes to, he come here. What? How is that? How is that? He tells if the monk is only one robe, and that is also lost, then he should accept two.
Yes, yes.
But how he can monk have only one robe?
He has only Uttara Sangha, then no other asset. Possible.
Inside the village or inside the monastery?
Inside the village.
Because you can't go inside the village without Andravasaka. This is Dukkha offense. There is another rule we will see.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, this cannot be inside the village, can be inside the forest maybe.
Forest.
Uh-huh. Because even robbers they come and so forth, even here they come, they steal from the kutis.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Therefore now you must lock your kuti well and the windows and doors before you leave the kuti. Many monks lost many things. Now, usually they don't steal robes, but they steal watches and these recorders, anything, the electric and digital devices, they will steal. Torches, clocks. This might be inside the monastery because you can't go without Andravasaka in the village anymore. So then.
然后这张老师这种情况，如果说一个比丘只有一件衣的话，然后那件最后那件衣他也失去了，然后他可以接受两件衣。然后说这样这个情况，其实他不可能发生在比库进村的时候，因为比库你是不可能只穿一件衣进村，不管是这个衣是下衣还是上衣，你不能只穿一件衣进村。就进村的话，至少要有上衣和下衣这两件衣。所以说只有一件衣这种情况，可能发生在你一个人处在森林里边的时候，你可能只有一件衣，然后被强盗抢走了。那这种情况，你可以跟进去索取两件衣。
You can tell him to lock the doors and windows.
然后这样说的，这个就是说那个不仅在佛陀时代，然后在现在也是实验的，就是说可能那个相当于可能就是寺院的玻璃里边就偷我们东西，但是现在他们一般不会偷衣，但是可能偷一些那个钟啊、表啊，然后录音笔啊，还有一些电子设备等等，所以大家那个在固定的时候一定要把固定锁好，不要让到这个偷东西。
Yes, there are different lay people coming. You know. There are also workers.
Mm-hmm.
They are poor families. Mm-hmm. Poor families, they come to work here, mm-hmm. get some salary. They have some problem at home, and especially young mm-hmm. ones. So if they find a chance, they see a door open, they go and steal. They are not going to break the door. If it is already locked, they don't break it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, because the sound, somebody here. But if it is open or from the window behind the kuti, sometimes the window is open, they will climb the window, come inside the kuti and take whatever they like. So therefore now, if you leave the kuti, you must make sure, close the windows, lock the door and go. Don't leave windows open like that.
然后他说那个因为现在寺院里边确实也多种多样，然后有时候一些工人，尤其是一些比较年轻的工人，他有时候他可能会见财起意，就是说他看那个门开着或者那个窗敞开了，他可能就会进去屋里边去偷一些东西。但一般来说，如果说你门锁死的话，他不会破门而入，因为他如果是破门的话，会出声音，会引起别人注意。所以说但如果你那个门或窗是开着，他就会轻易进去拿东西。所以大家注意，就是离开固定的时候，一定要把门窗关好了。
Especially construction workers,、construction carpenters,、they go inside the kuti to repair the kuti, something like that. Then though, if they know, okay, next kuti this monk, they look what he has in his kuti and so on. Maybe good watch, that's called. And then they target the monk when he's absent from the kuti and they go and steal. And I think these carpenters, they have also the tools, no?
Oh, yes. To remove the key.
Unlock the doors. Okay. to unlock the door, even are called to open windows.
No, yes.
They have tools.
然后还有什么人？建筑工人和木匠，尤其是建筑工人和木匠。然后他们可能如果说他们在你工地里边干活的时候，看你工地里边，比方说有手表等一些比较贵重的物品，然后他可能会盯上你，然后就看趁你不在的时候，然后进去那个去你工地偷东西。然后因为这尤其这些木匠，他们还有那种开锁开窗的工具，所以说特别注意。
So slippers, umbrellas, they also disappear sometimes. We can tell them slippers and umbrellas all disappear.
他说有时候人那个拖鞋和伞也会能消失。
不是，
是
因为今天我他被波人打扫了一个地方，我们的门都被打开了。这种情况下是那个时候办公室的人员分配他们干的活，还是从自己去？
你说这工人是办公室请的还是什么意思？
对对，我们四个卧室全被打开。
你想问这工人是不是办公室请的？
对，这是安全吗？
He tells that this today that some workers are invited into his cuddy and some other cuddy, his neighboring cuddies. So then all the doors are left open. And they come inside and do some cleaning, and finally all the doors are left open. So he's asking that are these workers invited by the office or somebody?
I could not follow what happened today. What happened?
Some workers entered his kuti and his neighboring kutis to do some
neighbor's kuti.
And his kuti and his neighboring kutis.
How they ended?
They have key something, I think. 你的工人他们是你给他们钥匙，他们自己拿钥匙。
我估计是那个时候是开的了，其他的工地我邻着两个是锁着的，他的我不知道是开的还是锁。
啊，就是说在那个就是那个就是锁着估计，但他们工人也是自己进去了。
啊，对，我的书还被移动了。
啊。So he said that for some cuties, those workers they unlock the door by themselves.
我的拖鞋丢了。
And they did today.
For
what reason?
Cleaning something. And then finally all the doors are left open. And he said that his slippers are lost. Something like that. But I don't think this, they will steal slippers. Because it does not worth stealing.
They do it also because they think, these monks, they get so many requisites, they can fight other slippers. They do it because especially young workers, they are very, it's called, very evil-minded. So then, not only is the line here, but it is common all over the world the same. This is what Buddhist, Christian, Muslims, but then young people, they have this kind of shame to do such things. If they see something, they like immediately, like monkeys. They have a monkey mind. So then, humans actually, they are like, they have this animal behavior. If the mother and father do not hit the child, to tell, don't do that, don't do that, the child would behave like animal.
Okay.
So, therefore, the stealing is very common.
说那个拖鞋有可能是工人拿的，但是就是不能确定。但是因为有些那个年轻的工人，他们那个心不太心术不正，然后那心可能像猴子一样，就是说随便拿东西。然后然后如果你的那个门没有关好的话，他们就可能拿你的东西。然后这种情况就是那个父母没有给他们适当的管教，他说孩子小孩子如果父母给他们适当管教的话，他们就会随便拿自己喜欢的东西。
So you do not see these workers.
他说你没看见那工人对吧？
嗯，四个工人一直在，旁边几个工人一直在。
你看到他们
是
吧？对。He said
he saw those workers. So what time did they come?
他们什么时候来的？
那我不知道，我看他们一直在收垃圾，把那厕所给清理。
他们大概什么时候在？他们那个是什么时候在的？你告诉我，就是他们那个在的时间大概是几点？
我下午是，我是三点多回去的，凌晨以前应该是。
So he's asking that, at 3 o'clock p.m. Those workers are already there. This is 3 o'clock p.m., something like that.
If you like, you can go to the engineer, report this. Tomorrow, you can go to the engineer, report this, because now these people, they go and do these things.
他说：“如果你喜欢的话，明天可以找那个工程师报告一下，就是给你说他们那个工头报告一下这个事情。”
You can tell me no。
嗯，他说你可以跟张老汇报一下，然后。
Because the next time they will go again, still something else. You never know.
嗯。因为下次他们还可能偷你东西，这种事情你说不准。
他进我屋的时候，他把我的书，就是位置移了。
嗯。
所以我觉得他拿我的贵重
的东西。啊、，so he said that the books in his room has been moved. The books in the books in his room have been
books
books books.、
Ah.
Books in his room have been moved. So he has some it's called worries that maybe his digital paradox or some other expensive things.Maybe still or something like that. He has this kind of worry.
But he except books, nothing else has been missing from his goody.
他说你的goody 出去以外丢了什么其他东西？
嗯，我的goody我没有细看，应该是没有。
嗯，就只留了拖鞋是吧？
对，然后还留了一双拖鞋。
他留了一双拖鞋，
在其他的位置上多了一双拖鞋，就是说在非常远的一个固定的门口多了一双。
He said, for his cutie, only one slipper is missing, but in another cutie, one extra pair of slippers there. In another cutie,
excuse me.
In another cutie, did left an extra pair of slippers in another cutie, in his neighboring cutie like that.They left an extra pair of slippers in that goodie, but in his goodie, one pair of slippers is missing, something like that. So it may be misplaced.
If they have old slippers themselves,
uh-huh.
and they see new pair of slippers, they uh-huh. will put the old slippers to that place and get the new ones. Okay, you can tell me because now this is very common now which happens in the monastery. You can go and report to engineer tomorrow morning, no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he gives the keys, no?
Mm-hmm.
So then... Sometimes in front of you they are stealing. So when I was in Burma and so forth, I left a pen. I was writing something and I was talking to somebody and I left a pen like that on a table. And I was talking to somebody. There was one Burmese construction worker behind me. And when I was talking and so forth, he just took the pen and went. So when I want to stretch my hand to take the pen and write something, the pen is disappeared. The melody, I caught him going there. I called him, give the pen.
Uh-huh.
And then he was smiling, so he gave me the pen.
我说他有一个小的战术，当你的面偷东西。然后他在缅甸发的时候，他应该另外一个说话，然后他身边放一支笔。然后在这两天跟那人说话的时候，一个缅甸一个建筑工人过来了。村里还把笔拿走了，然后就跑了。然后这儿他人说话，他想拿笔接着东西的时候，发现自己笔没了。然后这样看那个建筑工人在往那个地方走，然后就追上那个建筑工人说：“你把笔还给我。”然后那个建筑工人笑了，就把笔还给我。这样。
是。
我们这个问题问的啊，八七版的问题。
好，没问题。
就是如果。比库把东西被丢失了，然后那个人给偷东西的人就偷了那东西，完了以后，那个警察或者是把那个 抓了那个贼人，然后把东西放在那里，带着那笔公银，觉得啊，我东西已经丢了。如果这个时候那个警察把东西再拿过来的时候，说那这是你的东西，那笔公能不能把那个东西
就一记
就拿回来、本来是自己，但是他已经有了那个
是确信了。So he's asking that so the person Bhikkhu and his item got stolen by some thief. His item got stolen by some thief. Because this has happened for some, let's say, very long time. So because of this, he has mentally relinquished this item. But later, this thief got caught by the police. And then those police, the policemen, they returned the lost item to the Bhikkhu. And so he's asking that is it allowable for this Bhikkhu to get his item back, something like that?
Why not? There is nothing wrong with that.
为什么不能？这有什么错？
因为他已经起了那个，就是这个东西不是我的，放弃的想。
He said because before that, this Bhikkhu already mentally relinquished that item. Because of that, he cannot take it again. Something like that.
No, there is nothing rule because actually, as called, it was belonged to you. You relinquished because you thought you have no hope to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
You think it is finished, and suddenly that is turned the other way around. Somebody comes and gives to you what you have already lost, because it belongs to you, actually.
Uh-huh.
That's called whether you are a linguist mentally, but it belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you have all the right to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong about the vineyard.
他说这东西本来就是属于你的，然后你当然之所以放弃了希望，是因为你认为你的对吗？是让你的希望是有条件，是因为你拿不回来这个东西的。然后但后来你事实证明不是那样，你还是可以拿回来东西。拿回来东西那个东西那个所有权还是你的。所以说这个问题在这里面一点问题都没有。
在路上能祈福
吗？
祈求水
啊。So he's asking that if he's on the way somewhere on the way, is it allowable for Bhikkhu to beg for water from the pedestrians or something?
It is allowed. Water is allowed.
Uh-huh.
So then people, it does not cost anything to them. It's only just a small service.
Uh-huh.
So then, but it depends on the situation sometimes. Now, for example, you can ask for Christians, Muslims, they will melody, I think these monks and so on, you want water, and they will spread to the neighborhoods, these Buddhist monks and so on, they tell bad words.
Uh-huh.
You have to ask from lay people, you know, they are Buddhists themselves,
uh-huh.
their faith and so forth, like that is no problem.
他说是这样，他说你对这个气息，因为水这东西价值非常小的，所以说就是你那个气水这个就这样，没有任何问题。就是非常非常非常小的一个恩惠而已。然后他说但是你也要注意，就是说这个也要看情况。如果说你弃水那人是基督徒穆斯林的话，你去跟他弃水，他可能会对可能他会因为这个事儿对你起非难。就说看你看这事要向我们弃水，然后把这事告诉三伯。然后所以说你要起的话，你最好是能找那种你知道他是佛教徒或者对法有信心的人，你起会好一些。
因为一个泰国僧人就是跟我说，他好像有传统，连水都不能起。如果要喝水的话，得去河里用那个绿水塘。绿水
塘。So he said he was told by a Thai monk and that it is not suitable for monks even to beg water. And if you need some drinking water, you need to get some water and then use your own filter to filter it. Something like that.
No, you see, now water it is. Now, medicine, you can ask for medicines, no?
Uh-huh.
It's allowed. The Buddha allowed for sick monks to ask for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, water, it is like you want to quench your thirst. That is also sickness.
Mm-hmm.
You feel weak without water. Mm-hmm. So then you... And water especially does not cost nothing. Now, medicine, of course, there is a value on that. People put a price on it, no?
Mm-hmm.
So If the Lord Buddha allowed things to us which have already price on it, let alone which are without price. Now, water does not cost the people anything, except if you ask for mineral water.
<笑>他说这样的，他说佛，那对于病理库来说呢，佛陀甚至允许他向居士乞药。那么对于一个很渴的理库来说呢，因为你对水的缘分，也可以说治疗你这个渴病的一个药，然后。 然后，然后那个，就然后，然后，因为你放居士洗药，那个药，它是有一定价值的。然后水这些东西呢，如果只要你起的不是矿泉水这种东西的话，那水这些东西几乎是没有什么价值的。所以说，这个问题不小心。
So one more thing regarding water. Now, usually water also while the monk goes in the village, if he sees some tap water,
tap water,
and he go and he can take. Tap water from by himself and strain it and drink. Okay? But even then, he should know, as called, whether the people get offended or not. because now the monk, for example, he sees in the compound of the house tap water, he goes in front of the house and he takes himself. Okay? These people might be offended. So, therefore, they might have dogs and they get angry sometimes. Release the dog to bite you. So you must be careful. That means the Lord would allow to take anything except water and toothstick, no? But you don't need to get it offered. But even then, you must be careful. Which from which place you take it, not to fall into trouble.
去水，然后自己那个滤水，然后把那个水冒犯到你，就是房子面前的那个，就是房子房子体前面有个水龙头，然后你趁那个就是不在的时候，然后你那个打开那个水龙头，然后房子面前水，不那个后台上那个水可能就是正好出现了，然后他可能非常非常愤怒。 然后放水过来咬你，这种事情都有可能发生。然后，所以说那个虽然说佛陀规定就是水和羊之战，那东西不需要水说也可以拿去，但必须要注意就是你这种行为是不是冒犯了其他人。Therefore,
it's better to ask before you take.
所以最好是就是在那个去水之前问一问这个那个居士，就是可不可以去。
Okay, now, dukkha offenses, if the monk, he makes an effort to ask more than Andhravasika Uttarasanga. And this Nisagya Pachitya, at the time he receives it, the extra things he asked for. And yet he said how the monk has to go and forfeit the robe and confess Nisagya Pachitya. Idam me bande chivaran anyatakan gahapatikan tatuttari vinyapita Nisagya. Okay.
然后他这样说，就是说他在上下一之外更加祈求的，他没做出这样一个努力。 就犯犯恶作，然后他获得了这个是上下意之外更多的利益的话，就犯那个尼萨切巴吉利亚。然后如果他犯了这种尼萨切巴吉利亚之后呢，他应该是那个先找一个比丘忏，尊者真言意识，我向非信系居士超过限度祈求的，然后应当首先我向我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我
chapati. It was about the group of six monks, and the top, the what is called the object was that he asked more robes, many robes. That was called from lay people who were not ever invited them. This sadharana panyati, coming with bikunis, ananatika, and without command and tika pachitya.
然后这样 样事情，然后这二件事情要做分享啊。他那个之前因为也是在上马亭，然后之前那个人，因为之前那个人是流行比库，然后那个士呢是他那个就是起有很多一，然后这二件也是共同之间通用比库名，然后这二件非命运不能通过其他人命运而翻翻，然后这二件也是上马亭堕落，然后那个飞行就是对事实分析的就是存着那个亲戚想非亲戚想或者影响。
So the dukkha is with wrong perception if one thinks this is a related person what he is not and whether he is a doubt is dukkha.
然后还有一个左右是上一条是一样，就是说那个亲戚，如果是这个就是确实是你的亲戚，然后你把它当成非亲戚，对他有非亲戚想或者有意向者，那这种情况犯恶作。
So then and there are no offenses if the monk takes this robe and he tells the rest I will, he takes, let me see, he receives, okay, two robes, and he tells the rest, if the daika gave some more, he tells the rest I will bring it back. I will bring them back, the rest of the robes, I will bring them back, it's no offense.
So that means he took more than two robes?
Yes, he takes two robes and then maybe the daika, he offers something more, no?
Uh-huh.
And he tells, I will bring them more.
Okay.
I bring them back.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, or if the daika tells that the rest is for you, don't need to bring it back, then he can take it. Again, it's no offense.
Uh-huh. But just now you said that...
Yes, now the daika gives him more ropes, no?
Uh-huh.
Okay, see, he is old. He gives two ropes and maybe on third rope. Okay, he does not tell anything by words. He just give it to him. Okay, so then he asks for two ropes and then the daika makes a bundle and ultimately the monk discovers that there are three ropes, four ropes. Okay, and then the monk tells the rest I will bring it back to you. And the daika keeps silent. Okay, the monk can take and bring this promise. Keep his promise to bring these two ropes back.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And another option is, if the daika himself tells, no, you bandit take it, I don't need it. If he tells by that, then again it is no offense.
No.如果说这个比库一是多一两件，就是他那个他这个比库他并没有像现在这个居士所取多一两件，但是这个比库一的事儿呢是多一两件，比方三件四件，那这个时候这个比库对那居士说，然后后边还给你，然后这个时候如果说那个这个比库说这个保持沉默的话，那他们默许我默许比库这种说法嘛？那比库可以时间的承诺，就是说他后来可以把那个那两件意外多余的一还给你们施主。但如果说那个比库他说的是我其余的我要还给你，但是那个施主回答说，愿其余的意也都是您的。那这种情况下，这个比库他可以把那其余的意一起拿走，这是不犯的。OK。
So then, if the daika does not give the monk because he lost his rose, but because he wants to give a gift, it's not an offense by taking more robes. Okay.
然后如果说这个施主对比库不是一不并并不是因为这个比库失信一会儿他一味多学，只是为了向这个比库不失意的话，那这种情况这个比库就不会犯。
If the daika is a related person to oneself, maybe uncle, one's own uncle, maybe brother, sister, then one can ask for more ropes from them. So, and then if they invited to one monk and so forth, then one can ask more ropes.
然后如果是像亲戚或者说之前已经有那种对有一的邀请，这种就是乞求的话，这不犯。
That means take more ropes if his ropes had been lost, not in other occasions. Okay.
然后这种邀请
relatives also now, brother and sister, you don't tell him, I want to have more rope because just for fun. Because if your ropes are lost, you can ask for more.
Okay. 然后这个地方也邀请着，就是说那个就是有这种就是这种邀请，就是说你那个那如果你的那个已经丢了的话，那你可以跟那这我拿这个，你可以再到我这拿不止两个亿，那个更多亿。但一般来说呢，即使对于亲戚，你也那个那如果向亲戚索亿，你那也应该是有理由的，就是因为我的亿失去了，或者被人夺取，所以我向你索取，而不是说我向你要更多的亿，只是因为我想从中获得一些乐趣。
So if one takes by own some property, we explain this, no?
Mm.
By exchanging balls with ropes.
然后那个再以自己的财物而拿取者，这个就是这是一种交换了。然后下面这第六条就是我们已经解释过了。
So therefore, there are here again four factors. The first is what asks us for more that he needs, and then. And this is the fact that this is stolen. It is asking from a non-related dhyaka and then receiving it.
而这样一些四个要素是这样的，就是他所取的量超过那个上下一，就是他获得了，就是他获得量超过上下一，然后他那个。原因他就是所依的原因，确实是因为那个一被夺或者失去等等。然后第三个要素是他向那个非亲戚或者未邀请的那个居士请求。然后第四个要素是他因为这种请求而获得了这个。
Okay, now this rule is also finished. There are no complications except you must be careful that your ropes are not get stolen.
这样也没什么复杂，然后但是注意一下，就是要好好保护自己，不要让自己被偷走就好了。
Alright, now we're going to the next rule. Yeah. Somebody else has to read, no? You can tell the next one to read.
你可以让他念念第八条经的故事。So you can read the story.
Yeah, only the story.
正好让你把第八条经的故事，大声朗读一遍。
第八条。
对，第八条那个故事。
尔时，佛世尊在舍卫城几处几诸园时，一居士对其护作如是言。彼依施于优婆难陀大德，一起施彼库，闻此居士语，即优婆难陀施住。对彼居士也，有优婆难陀，有大德、大福德之人也。某处一居士对其父也，施依于优婆难陀，有彼乃我谭略也。如是，长者优婆难提世子至居士家而言，彼曰：“贤者，汝时欲以依于我乎？大德，我时如是思维，我以依于优婆难陀大德。贤者，汝若欲以依于我者，应于如是依。如与我无着之依，与我何用？”时其居士悲难，此等三门四子多求而不足，不知足，以依于彼时非如意。为何大德优婆难陀未陪我请，先来我处，彼依作指示耶？诸比库闻此居士之悲难，诸比库中少遇者悲难，何以长老优婆难陀世子未受请，先至居士家，于一坐指示耶？于是诸比库以此事拜世尊：优婆难陀，汝时未受请，先至居士家，于一坐指示耶？实然，世尊，优婆难陀，汝之亲密或非亲密乎？世尊，
非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非亲离非
果如是之意于我屁股换求好衣裤下期要拜地啊。
Finish.
Okay. Now it is about a fund, okay, which Upasaka put aside with intention to buy a robe for a monk. So, from this rule, you must learn that you must not interfere, not try to influence the daiga. You tell him, look, you buy me this kind of robe and this kind of so forth, this quality and so forth, this kind of. This is where the restriction of this rule is, to influence the intention of the daika to buy oneself better off than he intends to do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
那这条线它是这样的，就是说一个居士他准备了一笔款项，去给李库满意。然后接着这意思是说呢，就是说这当时当这个居士他准备好这笔款项，但是他没有满意的时候呢，这个礼库他不应该提前去干预，告诉这个就是你要买什么种类的衣，什么质量的衣，而以取得就是，以使得这个居士去买那个比他原先他打算买的那个衣更好的衣。
So therefore, without invitation from the daika.The monk should not go and tell him, what kind of robe that daika should buy. Okay.
So, so, if
this to which shop to go, and what the quality you prefer, and whether it is Indian cloth or maybe Russian or American, so what? Tell me, so what is the quality you like? Called a tie rope, linen, silk rope. So if he tells, then the monk can tell.
他说，然后这除非这种情况，那个主动跟比库说，他说我准备了一笔钱，想给你买一些，请你告诉我应该去哪家店买，然后买哪国产的衣，比方说印度衣还是泰国衣还是哪国衣，然后这个衣应该买哪种质地的衣，应该是买麻衣还是丝衣等等，然后如果这个就提出这种要求的话，这个比库是可以支持的。
So therefore now, if the monk tells the other way around, the daika does not invite him. And the monk tries to tell him, buy me something better. What they call, he defines the terms, what the daika should buy. Okay, he defines the terms. By making that effort, he itself is dukkata. After he gets this rope, it is nisayavati.
但是如果说这个就是没有比库这样的要求，然后这个比库他主动的去跟居士说您应该买这样更好的衣，或者说他去跟那个居士描述你应该买什么样的衣，当他做出这样的努力的时候，他就已经犯了恶作，然后他通过这样的努力最后得到他所要这种衣的话，就犯尼萨七八戒。
Now, the Kankavacharani tells if the daika has to increase the fund in order to pay that robe, it is dukkata for a monk to ask like that. increase the funds. Means he has to pay more of the intended fund. His dukkha.
But if he doesn't have to pay more, then there is no offense or something.
Huh?
But if he doesn't have to pay more, then there is no offense or something. So, for example.
Yes, if he has nothing to pay more, there is no offense.
No offense. Okay.
Or if he tells him to buy him less quality, lower quality of robe.
Wow.
I don't need this kind of high quality, you just buy me a small, low quality robe is good enough. So in the man, the daika has to pay less than he intends. It's again his no offense.
Okay, 玉秋好好取求者，这个地方一户多个玉解释说，这个比库做的指示，就是说，使得他满意这个款项，就是说他所要这个一价格比原来即使打他满那个一价格要高的话，那这个情况是比库三番合作，但如果说他所要这个一价格比就是本来他打他满那个一价格要低的话，这个情况是不犯的。 比方说，他那个就是不想给打算买个质量好的，然后他说我不需要质量那么好，给我买个质量差一点就可以。这种情况是不犯的。
So therefore now, because now lay people also they look about the money now, they take they earn this money by sweat, by working, and they have a salary. So and they give a value to this money. So the monk does not should be careful how to handle. That situation that the people should not, pay more that they can afford.
但是这样，他说这个，因为这些这样就是一般人，他们也很珍视他们自己的钱的，因为他们自己的钱是用通过他们自己的工作，通过他们自己的汗水挣来的，所以说这个比库在跟那个在跟居士打交的时候，应该注意不要让。 居士承担比他们所能承受的更多的负担。So,
this applies also for other items. Now, if the daika has prepared a fund for a bhikkhu to buy an Android phone, and the bhikkhu thought, no, this is just, I want to have Apple.
这个。
That is also a similar situation.
然后这个情况其实也不限于，比方说一个就是准备了一笔钱，然后准备给一个比库买一个安卓手机，然后呢这个比库说那个说安卓太烂了，我不想要，用苹果手机，然后这种情况其实也是一样的。So then, okay.
Now if now regarding the rope. If the rope becomes Nisarga Pachitya, then the monk has to approach somebody, some monk, and tell him, Idan me bhande chivran hubbe appavaritan anyattakan kahapatikan upasanka mitva vikapan apanan Nisarga. So this is, if you fall in this offense, you know where to find this formula and recite it.
如果说你犯了这样事情的话，他那个应该以后的佛里边说的忏悔文来忏，他说那个尊者真言一是我为师为师先为师邀请前往，非心念就是说做指示而的人应当舍现，我现在我现在我不再舍掉，这样一忏悔方式，一忏悔。是的。白天，上次几桥不是都是不正确的得到一，忏拿回来一个忏的。
对。
这个受忏的人还会把这个一还给你，那时你对这个一的。 所有权应该是没有了，一定要舍得空放去的，还是怎么样的？
So he tells that for this Nisarga Pachitya from number 6 to number 8, so if you actually get this kind of robes, Nisarga robes, so you have to confess and relinquish it and then confess. So after you relinquish this kind of robe, the other monk. We'll give this robe back to you.
It does not say anything, no?
Doesn't say like that? So you only relinquish this robe, but...
You can't use it.
Cannot use it?
Yes, you can't take it back.
Cannot take
it
back.
See? No. Then they can take, yes, you can take back, okay, same thing. Same like Nisakya number one.
Number one. So they can take it back and use it. They can use it.
Uh-huh. So then, but it is the trouble that you fall into fence now. You see, this rope can be used. It does not say that you have to give up this rope.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your rope, which number one, mm-hmm. which is 10 extra rope.
Mm, yes.
If it is 6 to 10 days, you just have to go and forfeit it and take it back.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same procedure.
他说那个程序和那个你像前面第一条是一样，他是这个戒指上也没有说你放弃这个东西的时候扔东西以后就然后就扔就不能还，你然后扔东西不能用，他们他上面没有那么说，所以说这个问题是应该是可以用的，就是可以拿回来可以用，但是问题是你前面你已经犯了戒了，就是那个所以这个东西在你犯了戒。
It's only that you to feel some shame now that you have something like that, you have to go and confess it.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that you are not going to do it in the future again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the analysis of this rule is that the origin story is in Savati, it's called about Upananda, and on the object was that he tried to decide about what this Daika should make about this rope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
而这二界那个知界那个知界，看看世界，这二界知界点上下体，然后他那个知界人是一个观念无完的，然后他，这二界知界的事儿就是那个一个无观念在知识别的作业的时候，只是个居士应该如何作揖。Okay,
there is this sadharana panyati, ananatika tikapachitian, and the dukkata occurs, as we told about wrong perception and doubt regarding whether the dhyaka is related or not related. So there are no offenses if the monk tries to tell the dhyaka to buy him a rope with a less price that he intends.
So the translation said...
What is translation here?
Translation said, you use this money to buy anything else like this. But you only use this money. So that means you don't
this
have...
This money, you buy something else.
Something else like this. But only use this money, not to add more money. Like that. Do you understand?
A different rope,
uh-huh.
different material like that.
Yes, but the...
Oh, the same money. Ah, yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
然后或者说那个你会或者或者或者这个比库的对，就是说你还用这笔钱，但是你买其他的鱼，不，他这个还用这笔的意思就是说不用这个就往上加钱。
Okay, and then there is no offense also if one asks from relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who invited already and so forth, telling Bande, tell me what kind of quality of rope you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are three factors here. Asking is for a better rope than the Daika instance, what's called, more expensive rope that the Daika intends to offer, and asking from a not related Daika, and then receiving it.
然后现在是有三个要素，就是他动机是想要更好的衣，然后第二个要素就是向非非天津或者对没有邀请去实修，然后以这种，然后第三个要素以这种形式来获得这个衣。Okay,
this is the rule. Then we'll go to the next. Who is going? Somebody has to read the next story.
然后下面第九个，然后将来，然后现在如果想念的话，可以念这样这个故事。
你可以帮我念一下，我这首先没有留意，他那首先没有留意。第九，师尊在沙拉提禅，接他们几个多月。No,
you're asking question. Somebody is reading from the someone else.
He's not asking question. He's reading the stories aloud.
Someone else is doing.
Summary has to be.
Because they have to be trained.
Okay. 大人，汝须如何之一耶？要与各如何之一耶？之前，往者往其家至某处，就其作指示者，言希望或长或宽或厚或软柔者，此一之者。 预备不知意，购者交也，如斯者或长或宽或厚或软，与我批复者施与我之意，况求好衣，故者既望家或既望高价，何必言购或长衣或宽衣或厚衣或软衣？
在令购置时，各自
入手者，你咋接啊？你念的是个比划的好是吧？我已经被你不希望变了，就是有缠住的部分，已经跳过了，直接念下面，他中间的没念了。
没事。
直接念下面念故事。
不是，我里面都没找到他说的东西，有，也不通关那个，他会卡，两行，他下面去了，对，来一下，我重新念吧，别组合那些，就是，他发送的，大家都知道，一居士对他居士如是言，我将以一令大德乌巴南达设置之，一。
比举居士一名，闻一将以令大德乌巴南达设置之，一起持比库闻比居士等之谈话，于是即比库住长老乌巴南达设置处，而言比曰：有乌巴南达，有大福德尼也，在某处，一居士对他居士如是言。 我将以一令大德乌巴南达设置之，彼等乃我师主也。如是，长老乌巴南达世子，王彼等居士家对彼等如是言：贤者，汝等时欲以以一如何？ 大德，我等时如是思维，我等将以一名乌巴南达大德批。贤者，汝欲。
So then, okay, now this is the same like the previous rule, only that Upananda, he goes and tells them to joint, to make a joint fund, so that he can get better ropes, more expensive ropes. So, there are two upasakas, for now, yeah, what not related to him. Okay, now Upananda was a Sakya Putta. Sakya. Now Udayi and Chabagya, because they are not Sakyas, but he was a Sakya. Greed, his greed can be manifested here. He was greedy for robes, quality robes. Because most of these Sakyas, they come from rich families, no? Rich families from Sakyas. So they don't want to have low quality robes. So in,
乌班达那比库他身上释迦族的那个俗人，他和那个乌托伊比库不一样。那个乌托伊比库他并不是释迦族的人，但是这个乌那个乌那个这个乌潘达达比库他虽然是释迦族人，但是他就很多贪欲，他特那个他着好衣，就是正是因为这个释迦族人大部分人来自那个富裕家庭的，然后在富裕，因为生来富裕家庭，所以他们特别对这种质量好的衣服特别执着，他们不愿意穿质量差的。
Therefore, in the first case, he will pressurize only one upasaka. Now, in this case, he will pressurize two. That is the difference with his rule. The rest is the same. So, in the same way, like by pressurizing two people, if you pressurize three people, four people, it's the same offense. So now, if one does like that, one has to confess, idanve bande chivaran bhuppe appavarite anyatake gahapatike upasankamitva vikappan apana nisangyan. This is a formula one is to use in order to make the forfeiture. So now we finish this rule, we're going to our number 10. which is a complicated rule, and we have to study this more thoroughly than other Nisargya Pachidya roots.
然后下面我们开始学这个，尼萨西亚巴基亚第一第十章，这二阶的我们要学的比其他的尼萨西亚巴基亚更深入一些。So
if you know somebody is reading the story, who is the next samana?
然后这章章念第十章尼萨西亚巴基亚那个故事。
和时从赞成结束，结束及孤独园时，长老无观那大师之他业大臣，前时送一资与长老无观那大师子，言辞一词一字后裔，然后一词一语无观那无观那大德提，如是，七十六至无观那大师子处，如是言。 大德慈一兹，乃为大德僧来，大德前去一兹。如是说意，长老无观那拿对施热说：“贤者，我等不取一兹，然而我等实际道士可取，当取敬意。”于是施热对长老无观那拿世子说：“那德取是执事人也。”尔时一居士为某数来僧人。 至长老无观那拿世子为施热曰：“贤者，其余不塞为朱比丘之执事也。”使者令，嗯，余不塞同意至长老无观那拿世子处，而对长老曰：“大德，长老所指示之执事居士，我已得同意。大德届时，请往彼处，彼以一施与施。” 尔时，十大臣前使者至长老无观那拿处，言：“大德，请受用此意。我等其意。”大德受用此意，使长老无观那拿世子对悉，犹不在意，不言何事。其大臣再遣使者至无观那拿世子处，言：“大德，期望无观那拿世子对于何事？” 大臣三次遣使者至无观那陀世子处，做如是，同样说同样的话。二十，世民有疾贵，由世民定规，于说后来的要花500块钱。对长老无观那拿世子至尤波塞处而对他曰：“贤者，我要以大德，嗯。” 大德请待今日一夜，今日世民有疾贵，由世民归曰：后至者发500元。长老言：贤者，今日与我一，尔执其衣带，如是。尤波塞因长老无观那拿世子之强所，为无观那拿世子购衣而后至。诸人对其尤波塞言：大德。 汝何故后至耶？取五百元。尔时，即波塞以此誓言，言彼等众人非难。彼等是沙难世子，多遇而不知子，非彼等之事，实非容易。何以波塞言？大德，请待今日一夜，而不能待也。诸彼库闻之非难。 彼故中少欲者非难，何以长老无观那陀世子于尤波塞言：“请待今日一夜，而不能等耶？”如是，彼等以此事白世尊无观那陀，如是汝时于尤波塞言：“汝等请待今日一夜，而不能等耶？”无观那陀尊者答曰：“实然。” 佛世尊苛责愚人：“汝等汝为何与尤波塞言大德，情待今日一夜而不能等于愚人等等？”佛如是颂学处：“若王若大臣若婆罗门若居士以使者
Now here it is regarding how the monk should deal with people who come and offer him money for robes, for requisites, and how to deal with the kapyas, kapyakarakas, who undertake to supply them with requisites through a fund, through money.
这件事情是关于那个，就是关于这种情况，就是说那一个经是雇佣一个比库一些钱，然后让这样，然后这他给他他他他把这钱交给一个经人，让这个经人用这个钱，给比库这么再需要处理一下一确认一下一其他的一些资讯，然后然后这件事情是讲的是比库的这种情况应该怎样对待这个经人。
So then the way, now Upananda behaved, it was improper, okay, we have written the story, he demanded, he pressurized to have the rope now, so then therefore his character can be seen how he pressurized people to get his things done for him. Monks should not behave like that. So therefore, the Buddha put down certain guidelines how monks should deal with such situation in a very proper, noble and disciplined way.
他逼迫这个信任，一定要现在把这个义给他们那个买回来，然后从这件事，我们可以看出，就是他平时对其他，他要去帮他做事的人，他也是这样施压的。然后呢，然后佛陀这次之所以这件事情，就是让我们在处理这件事情的时候，他的那个行为举止要有一种神圣，不是不是那不是神圣，就是庄严，然后。
So now the thing is that lay people are sometimes generous. They get faith on monks and they send money through messengers. They can't come themselves, okay, because they are busy. But they have other servants. The houses, and they send money to the monk to get robes. So now if such situation is there, so the Buddha gives guidelines how the monk should behave towards people who come and offer him money to get robes.
然后有就是那个就是对比库生理信心，然后慷慨的对这个比库做供养，然后他们因为自己生活比较忙，他们不他们可能派那个使者或者仆人，给比库送钱，然后想比库这个钱来满意。 然后这从这样一些情况，我们也看出来，就是比库在面对这种情况时，应该如何处置
？Now we have read the story, we have read the rule. Did he read the rule or the rule?
Because that rule is also included in the story. Because what the Buddha said in the end is the rule. What the Buddha said in the end is the rule.
But the rule has include many points now, which are not included in the story.
No, the story in the end, the Buddha says something.
It's not enough because he told not to do like that. Uh-huh. But the rule itself, somebody has to read the rule.
Uh-huh.
You can tell him to read the rule. Loudly, no? That everybody can.
若王王城陀罗那获居士太师，太师者指定为比库送一资，请以一资一支交换一后，送以给某匹，假如该使者前往那比库处后如此说，尊者这是指定为居住在的这一资，请居受接受一资。该比库已对那位使者如此说，贤者我们不能接受一资，我们在事实。 可接受许可之一。假如该使者对那位比库如此说，据说有服务者或敬人吗？诸比库需要一的比库可以指出原名或姓氏男为服务者，说贤友这位就是我们比库的服务者。如果该使者交代那位比库如此说。 尊者居住所指出的服务者，我们已经交代他了，请居住在事实前往，他将送一给您批准。诸比库，需要一的比库前往服务者之处后，可催促提醒两三次，贤友需要一。如果在两三次催促提醒时获得该一，这实在很好。假如没有获得，可以四五最多六次为此，而静默的站着。 如果四五乃至六次，经过了站着，站着时获得此一，这实在很好。假如没有获得，更有此作书，获得的努力使才获得该一。米萨迦巴吉迪亚，假如没有获得，我必须自己去派，自己去或派遣使者为他送来一资之处，说居士们，你们曾。 你们曾指定为比库所送去的一资，该比库并没有从中获得任何的利益。居士们，自己努力，不要失去你们自己的。这是如法，这是如法所述。So
now, I will ask question now. A question. Let's say that this is money, and Upasaka comes. And gives you the money and tells, Bande, this is money for you to buy rope. What to tell?
然后张老师，那个张老师，现在问的是该一个问题。假如说一个句子，我跟你说，尊者，这些人是拿来给你买一的钱，你应该怎么办？
比库不能接受金钱。
So he tells that this monk should say, monks should not accept money. Monks should not accept money.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all. That's what he said.
But he had said something else. What monks can accept?
他说那你需要跟这个，因为这个几条说的不太一样。他说那你应该说一下这个，比库可以接受什么？
比库可以接受我的。
Okay, you have to tell that also. Yes. And you have to tell also in the proper time also. And what is allowable also? Allowable things. Monks can accept a rope in the proper time, and what is allowable ropes? You can accept artificial ropes, what is called even nylon ropes. So therefore now we have here three steps. How the monk should reply. Okay? First, no. We don't accept money. Second, we accept rope. Allowable, Ashkabad means ropes, okay? And then third, proper time, and also allowable rope. Proper time means, Ashkabad, which is, maybe Kalina, no? We'll see what proper time means. Okay, these are the three steps. You can tell.
然后说在这种情况下，这个比库的回答应该包括三个要点。第一个要点呢，就是说跟这个就是说明，比库是不接受金钱的。然后第二点呢，这个比库可以说明，但是比库是可以接受一的。然后第三点，这个比库是需要说明。我们可以在事实接受如法的一，然后这个地方如法的一是它是指那种尺寸合适，而且它是由那个六种如法材料那个制作制成的一，比方说如果是尼龙制成的一的话，那就不是如法材料，就不是合适的一，然后这个事实这是上到后面会大家去解释。
So, proper time means whenever we need drops.Whenever we don't need, we don't accept. Okay.
然后这个地方是这些比库需要一定的意义的时候，然后他不需要意义的话，他就不应该接受。
Okay, now you tell what are the three steps. You tell number one.
Number one 是比库不能接受金钱。
Because we do not accept money. Because we do not accept.
Do not accept money. Number two.
Number two 是可以接受
一 ，because they are allowed to accept ropes.
Okay, number three.
在适当的时候可以那个接受如法。
So he said because can accept allowable ropes at proper time.
Okay, so now because some monks they get paranoid at all if lay people they go over, no, throw this away, they will tell. So, become neurotic. Okay.
他说因为就在说这个东西呢，就是因为有些比如看到就是那种送钱过来，然后就变得非常神经质，别快把钱扔掉，就这样。
They would shout to the tiger, "You are a bat to Pasaka." Shout to them.
然后甚至这些就是大喊大叫，你是个坏骑士。
So people after they get scared.
然后这样会被那些骑士吓到。
So other monks, they will be very happy to get the money, keep the money itself.
然后还有一个就是，还有一个比如看到自己可以得到钱，变得非常高兴。
So they will praise that Upasaka. He brought money for me and so on. Very good Upasaka. They will get up and offer some kilamasa to die guy.
然后这类比库他会赞叹这个就是你看这你这个我钱多好，然后他会给这个就是准备果汁。
So these are two extremes, okay?
然后这两条是两个极端。
Now we must learn here the Majjhima Patipada, middle path, which Buddha tells how to deal with situations, not to embarrass the dayaka. At the same time, you don't pressurize the dayaka, you don't offend the dayaka, you just give him an outlet for him to think, okay? So that the dayaka can decide. And from me also learn that you don't command the dayaka, okay? You don't command the dayaka, you just tell what we as monks can accept. We can't accept money, but we can accept the rope.
And this rope should be the proper time and what is allowable rope. So you don't command the daika, you don't pressurize him, you don't try to influence his mind. You just tell what your position is. My position is this. So the daika has to think.
然后像佛陀教会的中道的这个方法来处理这种情况，既不让这个居士尴尬，也不要去冒犯这个居士，然后呢，不对这个居士做命令，而只是告诉这个居士我们能接受什么，不能接受什么，然后告诉这个居士这个自己作为一个比丘的立场，让这个居士自己来做决定。
So then now, in this rule now, we can see that if there is intelligent daika or intelligent messenger, he asks now the monk if there is any helper in the monastery in a kapyakaraka, or like that. Vayavacha means something, assistant in the monastery, steward in the monastery, who helps the monk. So then, that is, in that case now, that is how, it's called, let me see. In that case, the monk can say, yes, this is the, our copier, this is our servant, this is our helper, our assistant, our steward. But he can't tell the daika or the messenger, give this money to him. He will take it. He is going to buy me a robe. The monk should not command. Okay? He can only show that is a kapyakaraka. That is only showing. Don't command it. Don't order it. Give this to him. He will go and buy to him. That's called, call the kapyakaraka and tell, come here, he wants to give the money to you. No such things. He only can show, yes, this is the kapyakaraka. Nothing more than that. Okay?
然后如果说这个想供养的就是或者说这个想供养的就是开出使者来问这个比库说这个寺院有没有这样的执事或者这样的敬人。 来负责保全这个遗资，然后来处理比库这个需要。然后这个时候，这个比库可以说，这个人是那个知识，这个人是敬人，他可以这样说。但是这个比库他不可以做出这样的命令，啊，对这个时候，或者这个时候说，你把钱给他，然后他会把我买东西。这样的命令是不可以，你不可以说把钱给这个人，因为这样是命令。然后他也不可以对那个。
So then, if the messenger or the daika tells, who can get this money? Because he brought only money, no? He brought only money. He did not bring a rope. He has only the money for him. And he tells the monk, the bhikkhu, who can take this money? To whom shall I give it? So the monk should not reply. Okay? He should not tell him, give to him. He will take this money. Okay? He can't tell like
that.
So now from this rule, you can learn the kapya vachana, kapya vohara, allowable voting, allowable words, which the monk should use. Okay. An allowable word is called to which he can reply. If the daika or the messenger uses unallowable words, to whom shall I give to him? So the monk should not reply. The same way the monk should not use allowable words, unallowable words.
akapya vachana, it's called Allah akapya vahar, give to him. That is analogous. Okay? So, from now onwards, we can find this in other rules, the Sakya Pachitya rules, about proper speech, proper way of the monk has to talk. Alright, how to deal with such situation. If he uses improper speech, he falls into dukkhatas, dukkhata offenses. So therefore now, we have to pay attention to this, also how the monk should use his word, his mouth, in order to deal with such situations.
然后这样记得我们可以学到就是对于一个比丘他是怎样是如法的言语方式怎样是如法的回答方式然后说如果说这个居士或者是使者他问的是不如法的问题比如说是应该把钱给谁这样的那这样对这种不如法的问题呢比丘应该保持沉默或者是然后比丘还应该注意就是对这个居士提出如法的问题你不应该做出不如法的回答比方说你把这个钱给这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 好的回答，他会犯恶作。这是我们可以从这当中学到的一些这个如法的言语方式。
So then, now if the messenger, okay, he goes after the monk tells, this is the kapyakaraka, this is the servant, this is the steward, with kapyavachana, allowable words he uses.
Uh-huh.
And the steward, now this messenger or the daika goes and meets that kapyakaraka and tells him, look, I have this money for the monk to buy robes, you take this money and you buy a robe for the monk.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. And that kapyakaraka tells, okay, I will take this money. They agree, make an agreement with him.
Uh-huh.
They agree together.
Uh-huh.
So, and then that steward, messenger tells
uh-huh.
that I already make arrangements for this kapya
uh-huh.
for him to go and buy the robe. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Up to now, the monk can accept the agreement.
然后这种如法的方式呢，就是说这个比丘告诉这个使者，这是信任，这是知识。然后呢，这个使者或者这个居士呢，去跟这个近人见面，然后他们那个见面之后呢，这个居士或者是告诉这个近人，他说你顺来那这那个这笔钱是为某某比丘买衣物，然后你拿着这笔钱，去给这个比库买衣或者其他什么资具，然后这个答应了，然后他们就达成了一个协议，然后这样做了之后呢，这个居士或者这个使者他就可以告诉这个比库，说我已经告诉某经人了，这个应该如何做，然后在这种情况下，这个比库就可以接受这个邀请。
So then, if they have done this agreement, as I told you,
mm-hmm.
it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if this messenger, the daika,
mm-hmm.
goes and gives to the kapyakaraka the money,
mm-hmm.
just tell him, oh, take this money and so forth, and he goes. He
mm-hmm.
doesn't tell him any, what to do with this money,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. They don't any agreement, and so forth. Then the monk can't ask the kapyakaraka anything. Okay, because the agreement has not been done properly. That's called, if the agreement is only proper done, that means the messenger or the daika tells the kapyakaraka, I give this money to you, go and buy a rope for the monk. Okay, so, and the kapyakaraka agrees, as both, doesn't object. So, then, okay, very clear. But only if the messenger, the daika gives just the money and goes, and the kapyakaraka whether agrees or not, is not clear, then the monk can't ask that the kapyakaraka for any rope. Okay?
他说这个这像我们刚刚说的如法情况，也就是说这个就是或者是跟这些人达成一种协议，然后他跟这个比库说的话，这个比库就是可以那个见人进行索取的。但是如果说这个居士或者是他只是把这个钱 给这个这个他这本签就交给这个签证，却没有告诉这个签证应该怎么做，就是拿这本签证应该怎么做。那这种情况下，这个比如是不能跟那个经人那个要任何东西的。然后呢，他只能就是这种情况是就视为这个那居士和或者是跟这个经人之间没有达成协议。那只有当这个居士或者是者把这个钱给了这个经人，并且告诉这个经人应当怎么样做，并且这个经人接受这个提议之后呢，这个比库才可以向这个经人索取，就是那个居士所取用的东西。
So now, if that messenger, the daiga, he tells that Kapyakaraka to come in front of the monk, okay, and he tells him in front of the monk that look, I give this money to you, and you go and buy a robe for the monk, for the bhikkhu. So in that case, now the monk has already listened to the what the agreement has been done in front of him. Okay, so therefore, even if the messenger, the daika, does not tell, we make the agreement, specially specify, we make this agreement, because the monk already heard it in front of him. That's called, even if the messenger, the daika, does not tell about that, then the bhikkhu can ask the kapyakaraka, ask for a robe. Okay? Therefore, he is entitled to ask the robe, because he listened in front of you, in the presence of both. Okay.
然后如果这种情况，如果是这个居士或者说居士使者呢，他那个贱人这样说，你过来，然后我们那个他让这个贱人走到这个比库跟前，然后这个使者或者这个居士本人，他当着这个比库的面，对这个贱人说，现在我把这个钱给你，你拿这个钱。去给这位拿这个钱去给这位尊者处理什么什么什么什么什么东西，然后这个比库当时在场，然后他也听到了这些话，然后在这种情况下呢，就是他们俩达成这个协议之后，这个居士他不需要再跟那个再通知这个比库，他就是他即使这个居士他不跟不在达成协议之后，他不再通知这个比库，我们已经达成这个协议，我已经告诉这个某某某了。即使这个居士没有跟比库这样说，这个比库他也还是可以跟那个贱人索取那个居士索取的东西，因为他们俩当时达成这个协议的时候，这个比库是在场的，他已经听到这个协议的内容。
So now, if the messenger or the daiga, while going, he tells the monk, "I will give to that kapyakaraka the money. You go and receive the robe." Okay. So. And or he sends somebody else to inform the monk. He himself, the daiga or the messenger does not come himself, and sends somebody else to inform the monk. In that case, also the monk can ask for the robe from the kapyakaraka.
如果能就是后来他亲自或者派使者告诉那个比库，他说我已经把那个钱给了那个贱人某某某了。然后您可以向这个金人某某索取这个衣或者说其他什么资具，然后在这种情况下，这个比库也是可以向那个金人索取那个就是索取到那些资具的。
Now, this rule shows how now the monk, after the kapya vachanas, the allowable words have been used, how the monk can go and ask from the kapya karaka the robe, which has been given in this way.The monk can't command the kapyakaraka, give me the robe. He has only to indicate that I need this robe. Okay? I need your robe. He can't order the kapyakaraka, and so forth. He can't tell him, go and buy me a robe, and so forth. Go to that shop and fetch me the robe. He can't command anything like that. He can only tell, I need the robe.
然后这二件，他不仅仅说了这个比库如法的言语方式，并且他也讲了就是比库如法的如法的要求进人去给自己服务，就是说这个比库呢，他不可以直接命令进人说， 把衣给我，或者说那个对这个先生说，请某某商店去给我买一件衣回来。这样的命令是不如法的。他只能提示这个敬人说，我需要衣，这样才是如法。
Now this kind of way of telling, this is called in Pali chodana, is prompting, prompting him to do like. It is not ana. Ana in Pali is called command. Okay. You just mention that I need something. Okay. You prompt him to think for him to get the robe. You don't command him. You don't pressurize him.
他说像刚才说这种如法的命令方式，在巴利语叫做提示。然后他不是那种命令，就是说那个比库是不可以命令先人，也可以也不可以对先人施加压力。
So now, how many times the monk can, if that dayaka, excuse me, the kapyakaraka brings the rope at once, means one time the monk tells, I need it, and he goes to the shop and brings the rope. Fine, very good. The monk does not need to make any more effort. He got his rope, he should be silent. But if that kapyakara does not bring it, okay, and he delays, 1 month pass, 2 months pass, so then 1 month means too much, but anyway, you don't need to wait much, 1 week living or 2 weeks pass. So then the monk is entitled to go one more time to remind him, I need a rope. He can't again tell him, what happened? Why did you not bring my rope? Go and fetch my rope. So he can't command.
然后这个比库对这个先生提示了一次之后呢，这个先生就立刻把这个比库所需要的衣给带过来了。那这种情况就很好，然后这个比库也不需要再对这个敬人说什么话。然后，但是如果是这个敬人继续拖延下去，他没有就立刻办这件事，然后拖了一个星期、两个星期之后，这个比库他可以再一次提示这个敬人，说我需要衣，但是他还是不可以命令这个，他会责备或者命令这个敬人说，你是怎么回事？你怎么还不把衣给我带过来？赶紧去把衣给我带过来，你这样是不可以的。
But even then, there is a limit how many times the monk can prompt. It's called that kapyakaraka. The Buddha put 6 times, verbally. Okay?
然后呢，但即使对这种提示，在佛教界里边也是有限度的。然后，佛陀说的这个口头提示的限度是6次。
Or he can do it 12 times silently. 12 times silent means he does not tell the kapya anything, but when the kapya karaka takes his meal, he goes in front of the dayaka and stands like that. Keeping silent, don't talking.
然后或者他如果不是口头提示的话，他也可以用沉默的方式提示12次。然后这个这沉默方式比如说这样，然后比如说那个他看那个这个比库看到那个敬人在吃饭的时候，小二子我会站在一边，然后看着那个敬人啊，这种沉默的提示。
So therefore now, yet it is according to this calculation, one verbal prompting. If one, the monk does not want to have verbal prompting, he can do 2 silent promptings. Okay. I call, in that case now, 6, I call, verbal promptings. If he doesn't want to make 6 verbal promptings, he can do 12, silent promptings. Therefore, it counts, I call, to unverbal prompting is equal to 2 silent promptings.
所以说这个地方就是有两种不同选择，就是说你可以选择口头催促6次，也可以选择静默催促12次。那这样我们就可以得到一个计算，就是说一次口头那个提示的限度大概相当于2次沉默提示的限度。
Okay, if he does it more than that, then that, let me see. Then the rope becomes Nisarga Pachiti.
So after he got this rope?
No? Yeah, after getting the rope, by the more than the more times he already prompted the Vyavachakara, this steward, then becomes Nisarga Pachiti.
然后这个比库提西人那个其实如果超过了刚才所说的那个限度的话，然后他得到了这件衣，然后这件衣又变成了那个舍得衣，然后他就犯了弥撒提亚巴吉利亚。
Okay, now because the time is almost over, the rest of the rule we'll see with details. Now, how the monk should behave in a more detailed way regarding this. Because there are some more small things to be mentioned here.
然后呢，因为时间已经到了，所以说关于这件事情，其他细节，也就是说这个比库的这种情况，应该那个他的行为应该注意其他细节，到明天再讲。Okay,
we have only little time. If they want to have some questions, there is no time for questions. We can.
正好是第八期啊。就前面全部如法的。 字句已经给这个经人了。你吹了三四或者两次，觉得这个经人好像做事很慢。你吹三次是用那个用说话还是那个啥？哦，六次说话嘛，我吹三次说话嘛，我就觉得太慢了，我还是已经事实了，还没拿到我的无法字句嘛。这时候我能不能叫另外一个五次的经人去问这个经人，把这个字句给拿出来？我这个经人他办事。
So his question is like this. So he is allowed to prompt this Kapyan Karaka six times, no? Verbally. So he said that after he prompted this Kapyan Karaka two or three times, verbally, he already felt that this Kapyan Karaka may be too busy. He deliberately delaying this issue. So on such an occasion, is it allowable for this monk to ask this Kapyan Karaka to give this fount to another Kapyan Karaka, which also serves for this particular monk, and who has enough spare time to finish this issue? He's asking.
So then, now according to this, you can actually again prompt the Kapya Karaka and remind him. I've seen that I can see that you don't have enough time, okay, for that. But there is another person who is have enough time. So you can tell him indirectly, you can't tell him directly to go and give to another person. Okay. So in that case now it is allowed according to the minion.
他说你可以这样跟那个就是那个他不给你好好干活，那个这些进人这么说，你可以提醒他，他说你看你现在很忙，你没有时间。
做这个事情，但是另外一个人某某，他有时间做这个事情，但是你不能直接命令这个经人，你把钱给某某，他去给我做。不是这个意思。
对，你是什么意思？
这个意思，我这个经人就好比那个字句我知道，我说我这个经人，我在那个经人那里有字句，你去把这个字句拿出来，有像条子一样的，我把条子给他，他去把字句拿出来。 是这样的，而不是让这个经人命令他把这字句直接交给我另外一个自己，而是我把字句的条子给我自己的经人，让他拿这个条子到那个很忙的经人这里，把字句调出来。
那也就是说，你对自己的命那个经人使用命令吗？说是你去那个什么地方？
不是，我说我需要字句，需要我需要物品，这里有字句，你帮我处理一下呀，也不命令，就正常的那个请求呀。
So he's standing like this. So he's not going to talk with the Kapyakaraka who is busy, but he's going to talk with his, another Kapyakaraka. He talked to that Kapyakaraka like this. So now I need such and such. So then I have some, what's called, found in another Kapyakaraka. So would you please help me? Something like that. Is it allowed for this monk to say something like this?
Yeah, you can do it. So then if you want to remind another Kapyakaraka is more active like that, so then I can remind what the problem is, that he delays, this Kapya is delays, and so what, I don't think he's going to keep my rope, and I don't know how to handle the situation. You can just give a roundabout talk, roundabout talk. You can command the other person, go and tell him to do these things for me. To give me a rope. You can actually, with another person, remind the Kapyakaraka with another, but it's still verbal. It's verbal prompting. It's verbal prompting. So if you do it with your with another Kapyakaraka, so that also counts. But he can't do it, even the other Kapyakaraka, he can't do the, go to the main Kapyakaraka and tell him, give that rope to that monk. You can tell him only that that monk needs that rope. So then in that case now you can do it with another Kapyakaraka, but in the proper, the Kapyan allowable way. Allowable way. So you don't command. You can tell your problem. If the other Kapyakaraka goes and talks to the main Kapyakaraka, and then they agree between them to change the money and so forth, and then you get your rope with the second Kapyakaraka, no problem.
他是这样的，他说你对你自己的信任，你应该告诉你这个问题是怎么回事，这个事情是怎么回事，这个事情已经过了怎么样，但是你不可以对你的信任下命令，然后你只是告诉事情怎么回事，然后呢，然后你可以到你原先就是那个没有事情的信任里边，你也所像他刚才那样说的，就是那样，你没有时间，但他有时间这样，但是对，但是最关键在于你对两边都不可以命令，然后如果你这样两边所有其实时候，他们两个人是有见面。
然后如果你这样两边所有其实时候，他们两个人是有见面，然后如果你所说的那样，就是那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个 就是说所说的这个字句是可以一直转移的，而不是说一定要这个经人他来做最终的一个决定，说我太忙，我找另外一个人帮你去处理。就是说我是有选择的，可以把这个字句转来转去，转来转去，转来转去。
你没选择，你是你，因为你没有英语。
对，就是我跟这个人说了，你哦，你很忙，跟他就是像前面说的，我有另外一个经人，
对，
他比较空，他可以处理。
对。
那我跟我现在的这个经人说，这个是我跟他说我要那个。
对，只要他愿意，他是可以转移的。但你不能命令他转移，对。
对，就是说一定要是他愿意，这个经人愿意了。
对。
如果很多人把这个字句供养给，就是说转到这个经人，这个经人就是很刁蛮，他不愿意做这个事的话，你这个字句对你来说一点意义都没有。
对，那后面那个记得最后一条不是说的这种
情况，对，只能让其他供养的人盯着去，他问他拿回来。
对，
那就是那我就搞清楚，因为很多人把这个字句啊，就说经人之间可以转来转去，转来转去，都是命令式的，其实不是这样，
对
吧？
对，
明白。
嗯，我想问你，就是说，如果社会上有一些居士，为建设寺院，然后交给寺院的经人一些善款，但是就是说。